Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Now, the latest on the state's response to coronavirus. Governor Priska says nursing homes in the state will be among the last facilities to lift restrictions, even as the state gets closer to the next phase of his COVID-19 action plan. And that is his assessment, as new numbers show the deaths in Illinois linked to the virus topping 5,000. You heard the governor's update last hour in WBBM. We'll be checking in with WBBM's Jim Gudis for more on this story. The Lightfoot Administration is answering additional questions surrounding its new guidelines for reopening of restaurants and child care centers in some industries. Deputy Mayor Samir Mayakar says health officials have been talking to beauty salons and barbershops.
In general, we are advising reservations for all types of services. And so that extends to restaurants as well in terms of having reservations so that we have information should we see the need for doing some contact tracing.
The mayor says phase three of the city's reemergence from the coronavirus stay-at-home order will happen next month. She has not announced a specific date. The owners of a bar in Elburn quietly opened last week with limited indoor seating on the advice of the village president and its police chief.
Elburn village president Jeff Walter is among the many who found fault with the governor, including less populated and less impacted communities with much more impacted and populated Cook County. Eddie Goodell's Pub and Grill in Elburn, that's in Kane County, reopened with the support of the village president and the police chief. They're not enforcing the order. Annette and Richard Theobald are the owners.
We are desperate. Need to open. We didn't hesitate to open.
We're not downplaying the COVID, but you know, we got to do what we have to do.
Our first concern was the safety of our employees.
Are you getting pushback from employees or customers?
We've had a few employees say, look, I'm not comfortable with this. They're sitting it out.
Another area of business that might do the same is hesitant, in part because it might lose a video gambling license. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 FM.
WBBM News Time 334. And back to Governor Pritzker on the nursing homes in the state being among the last in the state to lift restrictions, even as the state gets closer to the next phase of his COVID-19 action plan. We get the update now from WBBM's Jim Gudis.
Keith, Governor Pritzker says based on guidance from state and federal health experts, nursing home visitations will likely be among the last things that will be allowed to resume. That's because he says nursing home residents are among the most vulnerable, and it would just be irresponsible to lift the restrictions on visitations at a time when nursing home residents could still contract the virus. He says the state is working hard to control the spread of the virus in nursing homes. Meanwhile, the governor says Illinois has about half of the people it will need to conduct adequate levels of contact tracing, which will track people who contract COVID-19 and those they've been in contact with.
We're at about 30% of the contact tracing that we need today. We're doing about 30% of the contacts. We need to get above 60%.
He says hiring and training enough people will take weeks and potentially might not happen until August. The state reported more than 1,100 additional confirmed COVID-19 cases, bringing the total in Illinois today to more than 113,000. 160 additional COVID-19 deaths brings the state total to nearly 5,100. Jim Gudis, News Radio, 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen at WBBMNewsRadio.com, on the Radio.com app, and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM. WBBM.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.